Module 4, Technology. Unit 4A, Reading and Vocabulary. Exercise 9, page 59.
Where are the robots? Science fiction writers, including Jules Verne and Isaac Asimov, wrote about rockets to the moon, nuclear power, the internet, and robots. All of these things are now a reality. That is, of course, except for the robots. So where are these household robots we were promised? Where are our robot helpers to do the ironing, cook dinner, walk the dog, clean the house, and so on? It is true that we have already got some robots which can perform a single task, such as vacuuming the carpets or mowing the lawn. But what about the human-like companions we were promised that can walk, talk, and cater for all our needs? Perhaps it is much more difficult in practice than in theory to build such a robot. The truth is that for such a robot to exist, it must be able to think. And scientists simply don't know how to give robots this ability. They don't have the knowledge to give a robot intelligence or the power of reasoning. Worse still, it seems that they may never work it out. Researchers say that the best way to overcome this problem is to study the human brain and try and create an artificial brain that copies its functions. Nevertheless, scientists have already overcome other problems, such as mobility. For example, Honda's Asimo robot can walk, run and climb stairs without any problems. Also, robots can now look more human thanks to roboticist David Hanson's invention of a skin covering called Frubber, which has been used on robots such as Replié Q2. Language may be another obstacle, as robots have to be able to understand figurative speech, such as idioms, as well as gestures and emotional responses. All in all, experts are divided as to when robot assistants may become a reality. Some say 5 years, others say 50. Who knows? Soon, household robots may be as common as home computers.